Today's gospel reading is from the Gospel of St. Matthew, 7th chapter, verses 1 through 12. Judge not, that you not be judged. For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when there is log in your own eye? You hypocrite! First take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, it will be opened. Or which of you, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? This is the word of the Lord. For our meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Keith Grimm, Family of Christ Lutheran Church, Hamlake, Minnesota.
If anyone ever suggests that God doesn't have a sense of humor, they really need to take a look at Matthew 7, verses 3 to 4. It sounds like, again, the scene out of the Three Stooges. There's this guy with a 6-foot 2x4 protruding out of his forehead. Can't you see him just arriving at church? And when he walks in the lobby, people are trying to avoid him. He bops the greeter as he reaches to shake his hand. And when he signs the guest book, he puts a dent in the wall with the plank. And as he sits down in the pew, again, people have to duck and dodge being hit by that 6-foot plank. But then the same guy is going to lean over to a person and say, hey, Joe, I think you've got a speck of sawdust in your eye. And every time he turns and tries to get that speck out of that person's eye, Joe has got to, again, duck and make sure he's not getting walloped by the plank. And you have to laugh at just how outrageous that whole scenario situation is. And we laugh at this behavior to keep from crying because sometimes we know that we're the guy with the protruding plank. It's like the lady who's driving her car criticizing the owner of the car in front of her. She complains how dirty his car is and that he should take more pride in taking care of his stuff. But the reality is the car in front of her is just fine. It's perfectly clean. It's her windshield on her own car that's so dirty. She's judging the outside world through her own windshield that was in need of attention. Counselors call that projecting. It's the indirect way of condemning in others our own faults and weaknesses. Jesus is telling us that engaging in hypocritical judging, pointing out the failures in others, is a terribly risky business because the way that you and I judge is the way that we're going to be judged. Whatever criteria we use is used against us. And it's tough because it's like the Lord's Prayer. When we say, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. So how are you and I forgiving? How are you and I treating and dealing with others around us? And the thing is, we need to clean up our own act before we tamper with the lives of others is what we're thinking, but therein lies the problem because we aren't able to do that. That's why Jesus came. He lived a perfect life for us. The only one without sin, the only one worthy of being the judge of the living and the dead, allowed himself to be judged in our place. At Calvary's cross, Jesus set us free from the condemnation and punishment that should have been ours for all of our sins, including our hypocritical spirit, our criticism, our looking at the faults of others while ignoring our own. But it's so important that Jesus doesn't just stop there by forgiving us fully. But it's his love, his gospel, his spirit that empower us now to not judge others around us, but to deal with them in a gentle way. As Paul once said in Galatians 6, verse 1, he says, brothers, if someone is caught in a sin, you who are spiritual should restore him gently, but watch yourself, or you may also be tempted. So the Lord, again, empowers us to be with forgiveness, with love, to deal with others in a kind, gentle, spiritual way. Will our neighbor still have a speck in his eye? Yeah. And Jesus tells us that we shouldn't just deal with our own issues, but we should try to help others with those specks in their eyes, but to always do it in a way where, first of all, God, through repentance and forgiveness, causes the plank in our eyes to be removed, the self-righteousness and pride and hypercritical spirit, and replaces that instead with a spirit of forgiveness and gentleness that will work by His Spirit's power to change and bless and encourage others around us for His kingdom's glory.
We thank Pastor Keith Grimm for this meditation on God's Word.